This December, hockey heroes like Dave and Wayne Babich, Lori Boschman, Trevor Kidd, and many more will hit the ice at Seven Oaks Arena to raise funds and generate support for Winnipeg's most vulnerable residents. Hockey Helps the Homeless is coming to Winnipeg on December 5th and 6th, and we want you to join the team. Become a tournament sponsor. It's so easy for your business to become involved and so very rewarding. Go to hhth.com for details. Hockey Helps the Homeless is proudly presented by Canada Life and is a registered Canadian charity.
Hi, this is Jason Pajak, and I live for this.
They battle on the wall for it. Ellis in there as well. Boychuk looking for it. Tavares pulls it out. Tavares backhand towards the goal. Loose puck. Everybody scores! Tie game! Can you believe it?
The Hockey Show. Thursdays at 5:30, only on 101.5 UMFM, because we all live for this.
We're losing!
Teamwork, guys. More teamwork.
They're burying us!
Eddie Shore?
Oh, piss on Eddie Shore.
Old-time hockey?
Piss on old-time hockey. You're blowing it.
You're listening to The Hockey Show on 101.5 UMFM.
So make your mind up, baby. You're blinded by the sights. Those national lights have got you caught up tonight. So make your mind up, baby. It's painted black and white. Let's keep it moving on. Let's turn out the lights. So make your mind up.
Welcome to the Hockey Show on 101.5 UMFM, Canada's only campus producer radio show that strictly talks hockey. Got any questions, comments, concerns, whatever you got, give it to us at 204-269-8636. That is 204-269-UMFM.
How are you, Beans?
I'm good. Tired.
Yeah? Yeah.
I almost got knocked out by a tree on the way here.
Look at you.
There's that trees hanging over the stairs going up to the hub there. Did you see that one?
No, I didn't go up to the hub. I went downstairs. I had to go and take care of some stuff first.
I had my head down, was doing the good old texting and walking. And
texting's dangerous, I keep telling you.
Almost got decapitated.
Texting, how's the... I made reference to it. We fade out Moon Taxi here. Make Up Your Mind by Moon Taxi. Fade them out a little bit. Made reference to it on the show last week that you were setting up the triage center at your house and all the sick family members that you had.
It's like a once-a-year thing type of thing. Yeah, the triage. Yeah, when the littlest one wakes up and his whole face is a giant booger, it's time to take care of the family.
Sounds like you have some genetic problems there.
And I didn't even get sick. I didn't even get sick, which is the crazy part. I usually get sick once the kids get sick, but no. Not me.
You avoided the daycare.
The plague.
The daycare plague is the bringing them home.
I think I gave it to my coworker. He's been out for a week and a half.
Oh, well, there you go. Solid.
A week and a half.
You're just the contagion now in terms of bringing it home.
Exactly.
With us down at the end of the bench tonight, not that he's holding down the end of the bench, but certainly down at the end of the table where we sit, is Tom. Tom, how are you?
Not too bad. How are you?
I am all right. Tom is sitting in because you may hear his voice in the coming weeks here on UMFM as he begins his new show. Tom, give us a little detail on when and where and how.
Well,
what's going on with that show?
For now, it's just doing the training, getting through that, waiting to hear if there's a spot open.
All right,
and going from there. It's hopefully going to be called 2 Minutes for Looking So Good.
There you go.
It'll be hockey-based, a lot of fantasy talk. Other sports will get in there as well, I'm sure. It's hard not to talk about everything.
That's all right. Yeah. We try and stick to hockey here. Occasionally other things pop in.
We don't know much about other things.
Absolutely. Yeah. But thank you guys so much for having me on.
No problem. We're happy to have you sit in because we are going to get set and get everybody ready because... Well, there's a big event happening over the next week here at the old station.
One of the biggest, probably the biggest event in the station's year.
You may have heard of it in past years as we talk ad nauseum about it over the next week. As Pledgerama kicks off tomorrow night on Thank God It's Free Range with Michael Elves tomorrow night.
He always kicks it off,
6:30.
He
does every week, every year. Tomorrow night at 6:30, though, it does kick off as he starts it up. He'll also wrap it up the following Friday. As we get everything ready to go for Pledgerama. A lot of good stuff this year. A lot of good incentives this year I saw.
Yeah.
Did you take a peek at them?
I've seen you saw some?
No, I haven't yet.
I saw just on through Instagram and Twitter and Facebook. They've popped up a couple. I think I saw Tuke.
Yeah, yeah. Nice there's been some tukage in terms of getting in there. We'll talk about the incentives in a second, though, because there's a lot going on around Pledge-O-Rama that we want to make sure you're aware of before we get into that. It does happen every year in October, as you may know, this year, running from the 18th to the, what is it, 26th or something? Or, where's my dates here?
25th.
October 18th to October 25th. Every year we use Pledge-O-Rama to fund a major capital project, capital being that we're looking to do something major in terms of making the station better and or making the station operate better, and this year is no different. As you know, we've redesigned the website. We've updated the transmitter from being a 19th century, you know, mouse on a wheel to being the current state-of-the-art,
high-tech,
state-of-the-art 21st century edition. This year, because we've been told by, apparently, I didn't know this, apparently we've been told by the Richardson Building downtown, where we have our antenna, that might be time to look into a new one, as it's getting a little old for it.
It's not like they're telling us to get out of here.
No, they weren't tossing us out of the way.
Yeah, becoming an antiquity.
But if they were to open up a radio museum, word has it they were looking to donate it. So at the same time, we need to get that antenna replaced. It's a big effort to do that, but in doing so, it will allow us to stay on the air for much, much longer, obviously. It doesn't change our range. It won't change the amount of, you know, the station identification will still be 101.5. The antenna simply brings this sound to your radio, and we need to make sure that continues to happen. So to do so, we're replacing that antenna with the money we raised this year. $36,000 is the goal.
Nice.
We broke that last year. We ended up raising something like $43,000 from people. So
Nice. First
off, thank you to everybody who pledged last year. Thank you to everybody who's helped out over the last number of years. You guys have been a monster reason as to why UMFM continues to push forward with awesome stuff. Things like remote broadcasts, where we're doing that out at various places. We'll be going to the Iceplex in November to do that. We'll be going to the Pony Corral December to help Hockey Helps the Homeless. It's going to be a great time there. So we'll be doing some remote broadcasting coming up in the next few months. That's part of that, doing some of the Bison games. Obviously, their remote stuff, going to the Nationals with the women's team the last couple of years, has allowed us to do some remote broadcasting from all over Canada, which is awesome. We've had the men's team go down and broadcast from North Dakota. So again, these are the kind of things that your money is going towards, some of the great implementations that we can put into place for this station to get things going. So again, that antenna is going to be important. It allows these mellow sounds and great chatter that we have on the station to be picked up by your local stereo, car radio.
We don't usually sound even your television. We don't really sound this good in real life.
No. But normally we're far, far more awful in real life. But that's okay.
Pitched.
Little quieter too in terms of what's going on, but we need a few bucks, so we're asking for some help. In order to give you some incentive to give, let's take a look at the incentives that have been named, because there's some pretty cool stuff on here. And again, this is stuff that you can get by donating, by pledging some money to Pledge-O-Rama for this year. Again, same levels as before: 25, 50, 75, 101.5, which is $101.50. 150 and 250 will get you your different pledge levels. You can pledge monies, whatever you have available, more or less, anything you want, but those are the levels you need to get specific things. $25 will get you a UMFM button, a sticker, guitar picks, and a UMFM magnet. Some pretty decent stuff in there. Some buttons and stickers if you like stickers and buttons. The magnet actually is pretty cool. I mean, everybody can use that. Everybody's got a fridge at home. Don't tell me you don't.
Yeah. Or a freezer.
Or a free, whatever.
Or whatever. Yeah. Something metal.
Throw the magnet on there. $50, you get the button, sticker, guitar pick, magnet, and you get the UMFM travel mug. Now, the travel mug's kind of special. It keeps things piping hot, keeps things freezing cold, but it also comes with its own reusable straw.
Oh,
nice.
So we're not going to be
saving the turtles.
Yeah, we're not going to be tossing things into the ocean, letting the plastic island get any bigger out there.
Yeah.
You got your own reusable silicone straw that comes with it. So that's kind of nice in terms of seeing that. $75. This is where things start getting really interesting, because there's a whole bunch of stuff that comes with $75. You get the button, stickers, guitar picks, the magnet, and you get a pledge T-shirt.
Ooh.
The T-shirt is awesome. It's got the new Pledge logo on it, the little radio.
Little stereo.
The old school radio there, designed by Alex Plant. which is awesome. He's a local artist, talented local artist, too. Happy to have him along. The 101.50, which is probably the most popular level that we see any people pledging at. Button, stickers, guitar pits. You get the magnet. You get the travel mug. You get the choice of a T-shirt or a toque. But we also include probably the best thing to fill that travel mug with, and that's the UMFM blend of coffee that we've come up with. Working with Interstellar Coffee Company, we have a new UMFM blend that we're going to be sending out to people. It's an outstanding blend as well. Nice
Colombian
mellow.
Beans.
I don't even know where they're from. I haven't got a lot of information. But Colombian?
I can tell you.
Oh, is it? Are you looking at it?
Our Colombian beans are ethically sourced from Popayan region of roasted to perfection.
There you go.
This medium truly is the message.
So that'll be your 101.5, your $101.50 pledge level. Again, button, stickers, guitar picks, magnet, travel mug, the toque or shirt, and the coffee, which is awesome. So I think I'm gonna pick up some coffee.
I think I might have to do that too. I'm hoping it's rocket.
Was it last year we had the hot
university
sauce?
Students, right?
Yes, last year we had the blueberry hot sauce. I agree. It better be delicious and it better be highly caffeinated.
Oh yeah, rocket fuel.
Hey,
for sure.
If it's not delicious, you just put a bunch of flavored cream.
Yeah,
in there.
You can cover it over. It's no big deal that way. It's all good. At $150, you basically get everything.
Everything.
Travel mug, coffee, magnets, button, stickers, guitar picks, T-shirt, toque, the whole thing, the whole enchilada. And then at $250, we give you basically two of everything, and we'll toss in a UMFM hoodie.
Well, you forgot to mention at $150, though, about the golden ticket.
Oh, no, we'll talk about that.
You haven't missed it. I'm just going through it.
That's just the incentive for getting you going. Now, again, if you pledge at the higher levels, $150 or $250, we will enter you into 7 opportunities to win the golden ticket.
7.
To one of the many different things that we... So Folk Fest is on there. Yeah. Jazz Fest is on there. I can't remember half the things. We have Park Theater, golden ticket to the Park
Pyramid
Theater.
Pyramid Cabaret.
Pyramid.
Goodwill.
West End. Goodwill. Yeah.
Garrett, yeah.
Pile of stuff on there. So you get entered into 7 draws for the $150. If you go for the $250, though, we triple your chances of winning because we give you 3 entries into those 7 draws.
Nice. And you know what? Those 7 draws, more than Willy Wonka offered.
I'll tell you this as well. We don't pull your name after you win either. No. If you win and you still have, again, if you have one, obviously if you pledge the $150, you only have 1 drawing in there in terms of having your name entered once, you can't win again. That's unfortunate. Yeah. But if you're in the three, you can still win multiple golden tickets.
7 times.
You can legitimately tell Willy Wonka to take his golden ticket elsewhere because you've got 2 or 3 of them now.
I'm buying this place.
Yeah. Like, I own this entire chocolate factory. You know what? A lot of people look at this and they go, you know what? That's great and everything. I'm not really a fan of, some of this stuff. And maybe I don't need another T-shirt. I don't need You know what? If you're still not convinced, there's more to give. Because we are going to be on the air on Thursday, as you may be well aware. The Hockey Show is on Thursdays every week.
5:30 to 6:30.
Thursday, October 24th does fall within pledge range. We will be on the air that night. That day, that entire Thursday during Pledgerama has been branded as Guaranteed Ticket Thursday.
Lots of tickets.
Guaranteed Ticket Thursday will win you a ton of different opportunities. If you pledge at the $75 level or more, we'll win you a ton of different opportunities to go to a bunch of different events.
Yes.
Including things like Manitoba Moose Games, mm-hmm. Winnipeg Ice Games. Mm-hmm. There's an Ariel Posen concert coming up at the West End Cultural
Center.
You're
also doing an interview with Ariel
Posen. I am going to be doing that. We'll be talking about that in a second. Ariel Posen concert coming up as well. There's some other tickets that GM Jared is working with in terms of different venues and different stuff. We're going to get some of that going. But the big thing, there will be tickets to give away on that day to the sold-out show for the Jay and Dan podcast tour.
Nice. Yeah. That's right around my birthday.
That is going to be a fun day. November 2nd, 2019 is when Jay and Dan will be in town. They'll be at the Garrick Theater, and they are going to be probably having their craziness that they bring with them to their regular every night TSN show.
You know how you get those tickets, Tom?
Pledge.
$75 on
$75.
Sounds like $75 is coming your way.
So not only do you get all of the incentives, not only do you get entered in all the golden ticket draws if you're going to go for the $150 or $250 level, but you also get entered into all of the Guaranteed Ticket Thursdays if you pledge to a show on Thursday.
Yeah.
Which is awesome. Hint, hint, hockey shows on Thursday.
You don't have to wait till Thursday to pledge?
Oh, no. You can pledge anytime.
But I'm just saying.
But
just
mention, more than once.
But just mention a show that you want to pledge to, say, hockey show, for example, that will get you entered into the guaranteed ticket Thursday draws. Yeah. Not only that, but if you come down and make your pledge in person and you visit one of our great people here at the station, we will double the number of chances you have to win something on Guaranteed Ticket Thursday.
So if you just show your face here, you get double the chance.
We want to meet the people that that listen to 101.5 UMFM. So if you come down, bring your pledge with you, say, I want to pledge to a Thursday show, whether it be the hockey show, whether it be Free Range Radio with Skippy, whether it be Venus Envy with Terry, whether it be
whatever other show.
I can't even think of any other shows that are on.
Who's these guys?
Tons of shows.
Well, Penny Lane's got her show on.
Come
and see GM Jared. Come see Mike, program director Mike. Yeah, he'll come and he'll set you. Anyway, come down and see them. Give them your money. Tell them you want to pledge to a Thursday show, and they will set you up with double the entries. We'll make sure we get double the entries for you to come down and do that. So, again, if you think you're not going to win something this year, if you think you're not going to get something this year, you're going to get the incentive prizes. If you pledge over $75, you get entered into Guaranteed Ticket Thursday. And if you pledge at $150 or $250, you get into Guaranteed Ticket Thursday and the Golden Ticket Draws and all of the incentives. Still not happy with that, though?
You know the only way that you can't win anything on that day?
Not pledging. That's the right answer right there. The one thing that we didn't mention, if you're still thinking, you know what, not enough. You can't twist my arm. You can't get me to go. You can't get me to
do this
stuff.
You're stubborn.
I legitimately don't know what I want to do. I don't know.
You're the man or woman that has everything.
Sure, yeah. And it's hard to find something for. It's hard to get something going. We will not only enter you into every other stuff, but at $75, you're entered into a special bonus draw.
Ooh.
For the half pint, the daily half pints prize pack, and also into the grand prize for a private brewery tour and a tasting for you and up to 20 friends, after which you'll leave with a gift certificate good for a keg of your choice from Half Pints.
Oh, I like beer.
You know what?
I like beer too. This is easy.
Even if you have everything in the world, you can never have too much beer.
Oh, anybody, amen.
So if you're still thinking, you know what, not enough, anybody who pledges at $101.50 gets entered into a draw for one of three weekend passes to the 2019 Real Love Summer Fest taking place on July 27th through the 28th in Toulon, Manitoba. Plus, one lucky winner will win passes to the 2019 Real Love Summer Fest and the 2019 Rainbow Trout Music Festival, complete with camping.
Wow.
So not only are we giving you more, we're giving you even more.
On top of even more.
So literally the only thing you can't win on Thursday is the clothes off our back.
Well,
depends on what I wear.
If you pledge enough, we might be able to come to a deal. Yeah, but at the same time,
that's your problem.
Yeah,
I'm wearing rags.
At the same time, though,
that's your problem.
We're literally giving away the kitchen sink on Thursday.
Yeah.
I mean, that happens any other day as well, but the tickets for Thursday, again, that's the Moose tickets, the Ice tickets, the Ariel Posen tickets, some of the other tickets, the Jay and Dan podcast tickets, that's all on Guaranteed Ticket Thursday. So if you want to get in on some of those tickets, if that's something you want to do, you got a phone, you got to pledge to a Thursday show, or you got a phone and pledge on Thursday.
All right.
And again, if you come down in person, we'll double it for Guaranteed Ticket Thursday draws. Not only do you get one pledge, you get a second entry in the drawing as well.
It's better than the lottery because you're going to come away with something no matter what.
We are literally going to give almost everything. I mean, if there is stuff not nailed down in this radio station, we will probably end up giving that away as well. Just going to say that. I mean, Jared may have a problem with that. GM Jared may have a problem.
There is a lot that's not tied down here.
There's a few things that we can probably give away. Of course, if you're a person that, you know, is financially sound and certainly of mind where accounting is in your background, maybe you just want the tax receipt. The tax receipt won't get you any of the incentive prizes, obviously, the t-shirts, the hats, the toques, whatever. Won't get you any of that stuff, but it will still get you entries into everything else. So remember, if you want the tax receipt, you're still entered to get at least some of the drawings that are going to happen on those days. Tax receipt's important because, again, people do look for a little bit of tax help, especially with that whole tax season coming up in a few months after Pledgerama in March and April. So if you need the tax break, if you're looking for the tax break, pledge generously for that because we can certainly issue a tax credit for your donation, your generous donation to Pledgerama that year, that week anyway. Okay, are we almost done with this? The answer is probably no.
Well, that's not for a week.
Because we haven't told you how to pledge yet.
Oh, there
obviously,
you go.
Come down and visit. We want to see you visiting here at room 310, University Center, here at the University of Manitoba. Come on in and make a pledge that way. You can do it online. Online, we have a couple of different options. You can do it via the Donate Now button underneath the Donate option on our website. It will give you the option of pledging at specific amounts, or you can set your own amount. You can get all the incentives and everything set up for that. You can pledge now at the Donate Now button in terms of getting your pre-pledge in, which is always good. Pre-pledging also has an opportunity to win some daily ticket draws as well. So get your pre-pledge in if you want to do that. That's on there. You can also email us, pledge@umfm.com. It will prompt one of our many excellent staff here to call you back and take your pledge information over the phone. So if you feel a little uncomfortable about doing the whole online thing, but you still want to get in contact with us, let us know. Send us an email. We'll take care of it from there. You can also do it over the phone if you want to call us, 204-474-6610. The number will be plastered all over everything for the next week, but 204-474-6610 is the number you want to hear between the 18th and 25th. Don't call before then. There's nobody at those phones yet. But again, 18th, 25th, you want to call 204-474-6610. Easiest way to pledge, obviously, do it from your computer, sit at home. Don't even have to get up off your couch. You can just log on to the umfm.com website and
pledge
from there.
Don't even have to put on clothes.
It's easy.
That's a good day.
It's easy. That's a fantastic day.
Yeah.
Again, if you can't pay all in one lump sum, maybe you're thinking, you know what, the hit's a little bit high for me. Maybe I want to spread it out. Minimum donation of $60 will get you an installment set up through UMFM as well. We can do that for you in terms of getting things going. You can also give your donation to your favorite host or your favorite UMFM personality. Again, we take cash. We take check or money order.
I received a check yesterday. So.
Visa or MasterCard is good. Pre-authorized
credit
card.
And I remembered
card.
To bring it in.
We do PayPal. We do everything. You did bring it in.
I was going to say,
you got that set up.
I did.
So again, all of that stuff can be found online. It's going to be a big, big week. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have a ton of stuff going on around the station, ton of stuff going on with every single show that's on this great station, and I'm certain that you're going to hear lots and lots and lots about Pledge for the next week.
Yeah,
and
it's crazy exciting time.
We are looking for $36,000 to replace our antenna. Again, all the money's going towards capital. We're not having beer and chips and pizza when you're...
It's coming out of my own pocket if I am.
I'm spending money on beer and pizza myself if that's the case. But again, the antenna is important to us. It's one of those things where we have to have it in order to be able to broadcast. And we certainly appreciate all the support in the past. Hopefully, seeing that kind of support here in the future. Again, $36,000 is a lofty goal, but we feel that with you, with the ability to reach you guys and certainly do a little bit, and the support you show us throughout the year by coming to shows, by showing up to places, by reaching out, by calling us, by giving us your 2 cents via email and by phone, that you guys are certainly an engaged bunch as listeners, and we really want to hope that you guys will be engaged with us during Pledgerama as well. So with that, we're going to leave Pledge for now, as we did our community service pledging information that we have here. We'll move on to a little hacky chatter as we get into the reason that we're actually here. Where do you want to start? I want to start a little NHL news and notes and difference. Let's take a look at the only undefeated team in the NHL then when it comes to regulation wins and losses is the Colorado Avalanche.
Yeah.
Impressing everybody right now as being the only undefeated team, but perhaps the biggest surprise, actually there might be two, perhaps the two biggest surprises come out of the Pacific Division, where the 6-1 Oilers have literally stomped on a bunch of teams except for the Chicago Blackhawks, while the Anaheim Ducks have gone out and found a way to win with an old guy down the middle and a bunch of young kids around him.
Just got to have stellar goaltending.
I was going to say John Gibson has been outstanding this year.
I'm not going to lie. John Gibson's my fantasy goaltender, and he has been the only reason that my goaltending has
John Gibson
been...
was great last year, wasn't he? He was Vezina.
Especially the second half.
He was the guy that should have won the Vezina for everything that he went through. But again, he did not. And I think this year, like, don't tell me that John Gibson... I was going to call him John Vezina, but John Gibson. John Gibson, in terms of the way the Ducks have played so far, they've only given up 12 goals in 7 games.
Yeah,
that's insane. Has he played all those games?
No, Ryan Miller played one.
I know Miller played one. Yeah.
But in terms of 12 goals against for one team, the only team that's given up less are the Rangers because they've played three games.
Yeah.
And you kind of go, like, what's going on with them Ducks? I guess the Coyotes have given up less as well, but they've played two less games as well. So.
Who's coaching in Anaheim now?
Dallas Eakins.
It's Eakins, yeah.
And he was a good coach with Edmonton. Everybody gave him a hard time there because, you know, he was a got to play defense. Look what he's doing with the Ducks, and the Ducks had zero defense last year.
Well, even this year. I mean,
they don't have offense either this year, but they're
winning games. Yep,
absolutely.
I mean, and everybody looks at them and they go, okay, well, you know, they've only scored 18 goals. Their differential is only 6 goals or whatever in terms of what's going on. But you only have to win by a goal. Nobody's asking you to go out there and win 7 or 8-0. They're asking you to win 1-0 games, strong goaltending, big defense, go crazy.
You walk to the locker room with 2 points.
Yeah, exactly.
There's some teams in this NHL that have to score 7 goals a game to win games.
The Jets.
We know one of them very well. But they're not the only ones. That's the thing right now. This year's...
Yeah.
There's a lot of teams that are really slacking on the defensive side of the puck. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
Teams that maybe surprise you for the number of goals they've given up so far. I mean, we talked about it before the show anyway with Tom and I were talking about it. Dallas Stars have given up 26 goals in 8 games.
Yeah.
Ben Bishop has been un-Bishop-like.
No.
And that defense between them and the Jets, I don't know if they have a solid NHL, aside from maybe Morrissey, aside from maybe Klingberg.
Yeah.
I don't know if there are two NHL defensemen on either team at that point.
Well, at least for the Jets, I mean, it's injuries and stuff. We can say that. But, I mean, Dallas is starting, for the most part, who they're expected to start on their depth chart.
That's
so,
who was there last year pretty
much. Yeah. I mean, who's the one kid there that didn't end up signing right away? Honka.
He
was the only kid I don't think he's still signed yet. But
no, he's over in Finland right now.
But aside from that, I mean, everybody there is supposed to be there. I mean, with Winnipeg, it makes a little sense having an 18-year-old come in and do what he's done. I mean, Ville Heinola has been awesome when he's played. I've loved it. But
does it worry you, either of you? Mm-hmm. Jets have played 8 games. They've played the most games in the NHL, tied for the most games in the NHL anyway with Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
Does it worry you that Jets have given up 30 goals already this season?
Depends on level of worry for me. Beans, what do you think?
I mean, we haven't seen the goaltending that we've had in the past. I think Brassois hasn't had the year he had last year. He's been struggling.
Anything but the Brassois.
I think he's had, 4 to 5 goals every game he's been in net against him, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. Are we really... And again, I'm not saying that Brassois shouldn't be making saves.
No.
But are we really going to tack...
I was going...
Half of these goals? I mean, again, some of the goals, yes, he should be making saves on some of them. But the other half are legitimate defensive breakdowns.
And that's what I was getting at. I was going to say, but we are, like you said, starting an AHL lineup on the defensive court than Josh Morrissey.
We
lost Tyler Myers. We lost Jacob Trouba. We lost Ben Chiarot. We lost Dustin Byfuglien. I mean,
before we get too deep in that, Ben Chiarot's been horrible in Montreal.
People thought
that he was going to be, he's going to be a physical presence. He's going to, you know, move guys out from in front of the net. Yeah. Ben Chiarot's played 6 feet from the crease the entire season. He hasn't left his defensive zone for an offensive chance anyway, down the ice. His best play so far for Montreal is glassing out.
Yeah. I mean, these guys worked well here in Winnipeg as a unit. Everybody worked well together. Now they've gone their separate ways. You're kind of seeing what type of players they are, right?
Trouba being the exception to that. He had a great game against Winnipeag.
He's
been all right.
He's only played three games.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's the smallest sample size.
But
so
I mean,
far.
Yeah. I mean, it's tough because I mean, there's nobody here. There is nobody on this defensive. There at one time, and when Josh Morrissey was out, Winnipeg did not have a defenseman that played any games for Winnipeg last year.
No, that's
in
true.
The lineup.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So how do you bring that
300
unit?
Games total experience?
Well, yeah. How do you match that chemistry from last year or the last 2 years?
Yeah. How do you bring that unit together and be able to win games? It's tough. I mean, offensively, I think the Jets have been great. I mean, there've been tons of chances. They've scored goals when they needed to. I mean, Line A's looked good. I mean, Line A's been impressive this year, which we hadn't said in the last year.
Oh, he absolutely blew it off the cover so far for me.
I mean, Ehlers is looking good. Scheifele, Wheeler, like guys like that. Roslovic, guys are looking good up front. There's a couple of guys there, Letestu, Bork. I don't know if they're going to quite fit with this group. I don't think we'll see them for the long term here, hopefully. But It's going to be a struggle this year. It's going to be a struggle.
It might be understatement of the year right there.
Well, yeah. The game against Pittsburgh, the 7-2 loss there that we had, I want to stand up for Hellebuck as much as I can. I mean, about five of those goals were in off something, a skate, just a weird play and stuff like that. So goaltending for now I don't think is the biggest issue. Obviously, we just touched the blue line is probably the biggest issue in Winnipeg. But moving forward, slotted them as missing the playoffs this year, to be honest.
I don't think anybody realistically, if you're not Mark Chipman, had them.
Yeah.
And we knew coming into this season with this defensive lineup that the goalies had to be stellar. They had to be their best. They haven't been. So, yeah. I mean, that's just another factor that we have to look at defensively inside the Jets' own zone, is that defense aren't good enough. Goalies haven't been good enough yet. You got to score 7 goals a game to win.
Yeah.
Hopefully you don't have to do that every night, because I don't know if that's realistic. But, hey, if you're the Oilers of the 80s, maybe it is. In saying that, take a quick break. We'll be back in about a minute and 10 seconds, here on the Hockey Show, 101.5 UMFM. We'll stay tuned after the commercials. Got more NHL stuff to talk about. Perhaps biggest disappointment so far, as we get into the chatter with Beans and with Tom, our esteemed guest for the night, as he learns that he gets settled into this radio business. So we'll be back in a couple seconds here on the Hockey Show on 101.5 UMFM.
Pledgerama, UMFM's annual listener funding drive, returns for its 8th year from 6:30 p.m. Friday, October 18th to 8 p.m. on Friday, October 25th. Our goal this year is $36,000, with 100% of all funds raised going towards replacing our radio antenna. As always, we've lined up some amazing incentives for you once again, including a brand new UMFM travel mug, our custom coffee, The Message, roasted to perfection by our friends at Interstellar Coffee, new UMFM toques and hoodies, and the latest UMFM t-shirt designed with love by talented local artist Alex Plant. Or as always, you can take a tax receipt. We only ask for your support once a year in order to keep on giving you the great radio you've come to expect from UMFM. Visit umfm.com/donate for complete details on pre-pledging and how to make a pledge now or during Pledgerama 2019, October 18th to 25th.
Church this, Winnipeg. We're Dry Heave from Calgary, and you're listening to UMFM 101.5 FM.
We are back here on 101.5 UMFM. Thanks for tuning in. It is the Hockey Show here on Thursday night, on from 5:30 to 6:30, and we are discussing some of the teams that we have looked at. I got to say, we'll talk about disappointments in a second. Bigger teams that kind of surprised me so far. Sabres have been playing extremely well. 5-1-1. I don't know if there's a better way to describe it other than they are fast and they are dangerous whenever they have the puck. They have only given up 18 goals on the season, which is an un-Sabres-like number.
And that power play shoot at 42.9 right now.
Yeah. Hold on, Victor. I mean, Olofsson has been the guy with the snipe on. But, I mean, Jack Eichel's look like the second coming of Connor McDavid.
Yeah.
Like, I know people railed hard on Jack Eichel because he wasn't the savior for the Sabres. You put a couple of guys around him that can put pucks in the net, and all of a sudden Eichel's looking McDavid-esque.
Yeah. Well, Victor Olofsson broke the record. I think he had his first 7 career goals were playoff goals,
power play goals.
And it was the first guy to do that. So that's pretty. I mean, that in and of itself. Yeah,
and I think his interview after was like, I kind of want to get some 5-on-5 goals.
Yeah. Which is, I mean.
Probably
the right answer at that point.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. The coaches love that.
Looking at other teams, obviously Hurricanes coming out 6-2 to start the season with, I'm going to say, rather backup goaltending names that you'd see. Mrazek, he was starter last year.
Had a
but
great
James
playoffs,
Reimer so. has been otherworldly in that net as well.
Absolutely.
You see some of the guys they've picked up, obviously the guys they've lost. Justin Williams doesn't even need to come back at this point.
No.
Well, but
Mr. Game 7 can wait till Game 7 to come back.
Exactly, and that's probably what they'll do, I imagine. Similar to Marleau.
I'm assuming they'll bring him up. Obviously, again, we talked about the Avalanche. Number that surprised me for the Predators, this is where I was surprised, because I didn't think it was this high. Predators are 4-2 after 6 games, but have given up 23 goals against for a team that was so good defensively.
Yeah.
No more PK.
He shouldn't be the difference.
No, though. Especially being offensive. Who's been playing most of these games? Has it been Rene or has it been Saros?
It's been Pecorino.
Rene, yeah.
But I mean, that's an insane amount of, and then for a team like the Blackhawks, who only played four goals, they only have 12 goals for. Like, that's surprising to me as well. The other big team, and I mean, I know we brought this up with the Ducks, but the team at the top of that Pacific Division, the Oilers, have been otherworldly right now with Dreisaitl and McDavid and James Neal, and all of a sudden scoring from all over the place
and getting some good goaltending.
Except Mikko Koskinen the other night. I understand they overpaid for him, but maybe they knew more than we did about Mikko Koskinen.
I mean, well, yeah, that's, we all probably took a weird look at that contract when it was signed by Chiarelli there. But I gotta say, I think the biggest X factor in Edmonton is probably Tippett. I mean, every time that guy comes into a new team, when he went to Dallas, they made the playoffs after not making the playoffs forever. Arizona, same thing. And Edmonton, I mean, it's looking good again. He, especially with Mike Smith, that chemistry has worked out so well for the two of them.
The question I have for, and again, maybe this is something that, I mean, obviously Dave Tippett wanted to get back in coaching. He was talking about it when he was hired by Seattle, that he was looking to still get into a coaching position. I don't know why Seattle would let him
walk.
Like, you need a good coach take Gerard Gallant in Vegas. You need a coach with a good system to get that expansion team up and running right away, to get the fans in the building, to make everybody excited. Dave Tippett's your guy. You have him on payroll.
Yeah.
I mean, he's done fabulous work with the Oilers. Yeah. The Oilers defense, I mean, when he can take a guy like Brandon Manning and make him into an actual NHL defender. Brandon Manning was a pylon 2 years ago. Didn't even get played underneath Ken Hitchcock. And all of a sudden, he's taking regular rotation in Dave Tippett's lineup.
Well, he scored yesterday.
Yeah.
He?
Yeah, and getting some good contributions from their point, too, from like Evan Bouchard and Ethan Bear.
Ethan Bear is a call-up. I mean, I don't think anybody expected that out of him. But Clefbaum's been the big guy back there.
Yes. I was expecting Caleb Jones before Ethan Bear.
Yeah. But, so, I mean, they're getting some great stuff out of them. So, on the other side, though, biggest disappointments for you guys? I just mentioned one in the break as we were talking about it. I think Sergei Bobrovsky's been the biggest disappointment out of any player so far. Not saying that his team's not doing well. Obviously, as a goaltender, you're going to have that effect. But a 2-2-2 record, for the Panthers after six games is not where they expected to be.
No.
Big, no, I mean, disappointments. I think we talked about it earlier with Dallas. I mean, you put that kind of money into guys like Joe Pavelski, and you let
Corey Perry
and stuff like that. I mean, I thought Corey Perry was going to Toronto and they picked Spezza instead, which is fine, but then they healthy scratched him.
There still is a winless team in the NHL. Are they the biggest disappointment in the New Jersey Devils?
I
think for the additions that they made, they've got to be right up there. I mean, you got Wade Simmons, you got Jack Hughes, who hasn't scored a goal, who's got wide open nets and can't hit him.
I'll save Jack Hughes a little bit here because they've only scored 13 goals, so there's a lot of people in New Jersey not scoring goals.
Half those goals were against the Jets. Exactly.
I mean,
I'm going to go with Tampa Bay Lightning. I think after their year they had last year, the disappointment of their playoff run, you think they'd be right back on the horse and giving her...
All due respect to Svenny, because I mean we rip on him all the time for his prediction last year, and again Svenny's a diehard Lightning fan and we love him to death. Yeah. But this is what we talked about in the summer about giving Vasilevskiy that monster contract.
Yeah.
Is that goaltending is so streaky in the NHL that you'd better get the next Carey Price locked up at that amount of money and not have a guy like Vasilevskiy who was a backup for them for the most part in his career, had one fantastic year. Hey, we won a bunch of games last year, only to find out that four games into the playoffs, you were already on the golf course.
Yeah. And I mean, that some of their top end players are not putting up the points to start the season.
Braden Point was out. So, yeah. I mean, getting him back will be a big addition, but absolutely. We'll see how it goes from there. But again, I don't know if I'm the Lightning and I lose 4-2 to the Senators.
Yeah.
That was bad.
If I'm the Lightning and I lose 4-3 to the Hurricanes, I lose 4-3 to the Panthers. Like, I lose one. I don't know how to justify that when we're talking about, again, Hurricanes, okay, they're a good team and certainly deserve to be in that. They won in overtime. But you lost to the Panthers and you lost to the Senators already.
Yeah.
Like,
things that I don't know for sure, but I'm pretty sure neither of those happened last year.
The Senators would have a hard time beating an AHL team right now, let alone the team that everybody expects to go to the Stanley Cup.
And maybe they've changed the way they're doing things this year. They're going to struggle for for the first few months.
Maybe that's the answer.
Maybe it is.
Play hard for the rest.
Well, because I think that in that locker room, you got to assume that those guys know they're getting to the dance.
Oh,
and
sure.
Now the big thing is they're just in their head going, okay, when we get there, we got to play as hard as we can.
Yeah. See, and again, this is the tough part about this because, I mean, we've seen teams do this where Washington, they went out and won the President's Trophy a number of years, only to get bounced in the playoffs in the second round by the Penguins or whatever. Yeah. We've seen now, again, President's Trophy for and we talked about the President's Trophy curse with Brian in here about how teams that keep their foot on the gas pedal through 82 games have nowhere to go except down once the playoffs hit. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's the thing. Maybe John Cooper has said, you know what, boys? Let's pull back a little bit. Let's play conservatively a little bit, and we'll see where we got 82 games to get to where we want to be in this division.
Yeah.
Let's go and spend 82 games getting where we want to be before we ascend to the next level.
Yeah, let's do it, because last year it was the last 2 weeks of the season. Pretty much they took that off.
Yeah.
And they couldn't get it back.
No.
So let's take it off earlier
and then ramp just up
build
around
towards,
the break.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. I sent my best friend a message right after they got swept last year, and I said, well, what do you do if you're Tampa? Do you make wholesale changes? And he said, I don't know, maybe win less. And that's kind of what I think we're coming to
the
here,
President's
too.
The President's Trophy doesn't mean anything.
No, it's the cup.
I mean,
that's what you want.
It's nice that you win it, and it's nice that there's a reward for it, a cash reward for it if you're a player.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, playoff bonuses are way bigger.
Yeah, if that's all that matters to you is the cash you're making, you should get to the dance.
Well, you should absolutely, I mean, keep playing in Florida with those state taxes. That's great news there.
I mean, I look at the Lightning and I go, they made some good additions. Again, the Kevin Shattenkirk addition they made has paid off in monster dividends for them. I mean, they're paying him basically nothing to be there, and he's scoring all sorts of goals and getting all sorts of points for them.
But
they're loaded with talent. They should, like you said, Beans, they should be winning more.
Should be.
Mm-hmm.
But again, if they're taking their foot off the gas pedal early, they're going to roll into the season and just sort of build towards the end. Maybe this is the right setup for them. But I'm surprised. Not that I'm surprised at the standings, but I'm surprised Islanders haven't been as good as they have, 3-3, 500 team. Washington at 4-2-2 hasn't been that great this season, looked that great this season. The Flyers haven't been that great, although they had that tough start over in...
They didn't lose in their first three games, and then...
They're 2-2-1 now, so... But again, I just look at the way the Eastern Conference is sort of shaken out right now, and you go... I don't know if there's a team in that Eastern Conference right now that you could go... They're the favorites. They should go all the way this year.
Well, it's funny. I mean, we'll talk about the Leafs here for a second.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I like Boston.
Yeah.
But,
The Leafs are that team where after the first game of the season, everybody's Stanley Cup. They're going to win. Next game, it's like they're the worst team. And then the game after that, Stanley Cup. And it's just...
Well, yeah. Boom. I mean, that's Toronto media for you.
Yeah. And I mean, it's just... Again, their issue is ton of talent up front. Nothing at the back.
And I think the Toronto's windows this year, that's it. They have one defenseman signed into next year, and that's Morgan Riley, and that's it.
They're trying to get Muzzin signed.
They don't have the money to do it, though.
No, that's just it. When you're putting $33 million into three guys, that's almost half your cap.
Yeah.
And you look at those three guys. I mean, sure, Austin Matthews scored a few goals. Tavares is out for 2 weeks now with a broken finger.
Yep.
And Mitch Marner hasn't even shown up yet.
Aside from a pass that he made to I think it was Matthews.
That was like the first game.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But again, you look at that, you're paying $33 million for nothing right now.
And the guys that are showing up, you're paying 10 for the four guys combined. So
that bridge deals are starting to look nice, hey?
Yeah.
Oh, they really are.
Yeah, there you go. It might be the way of the world.
Even a guy like Kyle Connor hasn't really played that great.
No. Nope.
But that goal he scored against Pittsburgh was silky.
Take nothing away from the goal.
But you
it
give a bridge
fantastic.
Deal to a guy like Patrick Laine, and you see, look at the points he's put up. Look at the assist. Look, he looks fast. He looks like he's working hard and skating. He's working for something.
I will say, and I mean, having heard the media talk to Patrick Laine over the last couple of weeks, and he was concerned about contract last year, and it was weighing on his mind, and he didn't know whether or not Winnipeg was going to re-sign him or bring him back. Okay, that's all baloney. We knew he was coming back.
Oh,
it was a question of how much, and that was where we were at. But looking at the way, after he talked about how getting moved onto that line with Scheifele and Wheeler, how he basically came out and said, I thought I worked hard. I thought I knew how to work hard. I have no idea. Now playing alongside those two, that there's so much more expected of me now. That if he can continue to preach that, and again, if you have to move him around, fine, move him around, whatever. if you have to, if he's going to continue to preach that, though, that there's more for him to learn, that he has to learn how to work harder, that will only be a benefit to the way that he plays and a benefit to the next contract that he signs. But I look at Kyle Connor right now, and I go, okay, Kyle Connor's doing the same thing he did last year, but he's playing with two different guys that have no idea what how to play that way.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, Andrew Kopp's a fantastic player and does, in his own right. Nikolai Ehlers in his own right. They're not Scheifele and Wheeler, though. You got to figure out how to merge with those with that line now. And with Brian Little being out again tonight, they said they're going to err on caution in terms of
early, right?
Making sure that this concussion doesn't get worse or doesn't get any aggravated with any sort of bumps tonight. You wonder if the Jets have enough secondary scoring right now to be able to maybe hold on to a playoff spot through, I'm going to say, Christmas.
Yeah. It's going to be tough. Like I said, it's going to be tough. I think I don't even know if a guy like Brian Little coming back is going to help anything. I mean, it makes you slower up the middle.
I agree.
That's for sure.
I liked David Gustafson the other night, though.
Oh, I did too.
And I think if he can play higher in the lineup, I think he'd be...
I think really he can good. Play higher in the lineup, though. Yeah. If you put him between Connor and Ehlers as a defensive forward, I think it makes that line all the better because now those two wingers don't have to worry about skating back and playing
just
deep
go.
In the zone.
Just go score, especially Ehlers. I mean, that guy's got the Jets on as soon as he touches the puck.
Yeah.
And it's big time shown this season really fighting.
And you
got to
get
space.
A guy like Adam Lowry with the guys he had last year, type of guys he had last year, because it seems like he doesn't have the energy to play with guys like Mark Letestu and Gabriel Bourque. He just doesn't seem like he has it.
I'll tell you right now, I don't have the energy to drag two boat anchors with
me
either.
What I mean.
But
yeah,
like,
exactly. I was going to say, without Brandon Tanev on that line,
like,
I mean,
he goes out there, makes that hit, gets the turnover.
Yeah.
And there's nobody around.
There's nobody around. Gabriel Bourque throws a puck up the middle to the other end, or Letestu's too tired to make it back to the front of the net, so he's already changing. And it's just like he needs. First of all, once Little comes back, you got to put Kopp and Perreault with Lowry. I think that's what, because that is an energy line. That line's going to get you a ton of energy and a ton of offensive zone time.
So do you think that, like, scrapping some of the veterans on our team and starting to bring up some of these prospects that we've spent, I mean, that was the whole plan, right? Build from within. So
in 8 years of Winnipeg Jets hockey, we haven't developed one solid, like, we've developed them at the NHL level. Scheifele, Connor, like, those guys got better playing up as opposed to playing down.
But who's gone from getting better playing with the Moose?
I can't answer that question.
Exactly.
Josh Morrissey might be the only player.
Josh Morrissey is a great example.
Because we haven't given those guys the opportunity.
But that's the thing.
We've needed them.
Like, you look at Appleton, you look at the way he played, the way he plays. He's good, but he's not top six good.
No.
You look at the way that a guy like Adam Lowry plays, he is going to be your defensive forward, but he's never going to be the guy that can center that second line if you have an injury.
No.
And you kind of go, at what point do we see this development start creeping in? And again, this is entirely on coaching staff and management now.
Yeah.
In that, if they're not going to draft all the top blue chippers you want, but if you're not going to develop them, and a prime example, Christian Vesalainen.
Yeah. Absolutely. How are we letting that guy continue to go?
Christian Vesalainen
should have played this year.
Should be your guy that's up there as one of the snipers, as one of the guys that's going to come down the boards, deliver a hit, throw a big hit, whatever he's going to do, and then pick up the puck and go score a goal.
Yeah.
Christian Vesalainen is invisible.
Well, if you feel like this is a year, if you're management or coaching and you feel like this is a year where we could take a few knocks this season and probably finish bottom of the playoffs or maybe not make it, why not give those guys a shot on the ice? Like, why not develop them that way? And even at the very least, he's playing with Manitoba right now, is he not? Yeah, he didn't end up going back to Sweden, but just play him. I said the same thing about Dylan Strom a few years ago in Arizona. And eventually he ended up in Chicago, and now he's awesome.
And Chicago's playing him.
Exactly. Yeah. Second line, and he's putting up points.
Yeah.
They developed him. They made sure they got a guy who was going to play well and in their system, and now he is. So
I mean, we'll see where it goes, but I agree. The development part of the draft and develop has not happened, and we'll continue to harp on that until they do, because I want to see that change. But regardless, we got about 10 minutes left in the show here. I'm going to switch gears a little bit here. Updates from Canada West this weekend. Saw both teams earn their keep, I would say, in terms of what happened. Men were in Mount Royal. Went to Calgary to play a few games in terms of getting reacquainted with the Cougars out there. And dropped the Friday night game, unfortunately. I thought that they deserved maybe a little bit better, although, again, Mount Royal's a good team.
Yeah.
A good team.
We consider them a top three, four team.
Manitoba did have a lead in this game. They were up 2-1 through the second, 5 minutes into, about 6 minutes into the second period before three straight goals, including two on the power play by Connor Blake, put them down 4-2. Ben Dahlke got one back early in the third, but Hunter Zandi scored in the open net to make it a 5-3 game. So Bisons were in the game. Again, nothing wrong with the way they played the game. They were playing hard. They certainly did enough to get in there and get things going. They got some good efforts from guys that, you know, needed to score. Riley Lindgren, Dylan Thiessen got a goal. Nathan Halvorsen got a goal. It's nice to see those guys get on the board. Jeremy Leipzig had another assist as well. So seeing those guys play as well as they are, good for them in terms of getting things going. Bisons, though, weren't done there as they came back the next night in Calgary and put up a 5-4 victory over the Cougars, which is a big, big win for them, considering that, again, we thought Mount Royal had an opportunity to be really good this year. Again, same setup, though. 23 seconds into the third period, or into the second period, excuse me, Colton Veloso, he scored a power play goal to make it 2-1. Power play goal by the Cougars made it 2-2, and you thought, here we go again. And then three straight goals by the Bisons, though. Ben Dahlke, Ryan Carlson, Jordy Keane, all scoring in the second period there. A goal 12 seconds into the third period made it a 5-3 game before a power play goal made it 5-4. After that, though, great work by the Bisons to shut down the defensive zone, make sure that Mount Royal had no more big chances there. And certainly Riley Lamb deserved the victory there, had an outstanding game. That 37 saves that night.
Wow.
41 shots that Mount Royal piled on him, so including 15 in the third period alone.
Nice.
Wow.
So the Men are 2-2 now.
Men are 2-2. Yeah, they're middle of the pack in terms of where they stand, which is okay if you're a Bisons fan.
Haven't quite played those top teams yet.
They will get a visit from one of those top teams. The Calgary Dinos visit Wayne Fleming Arena this weekend. If you want to get down to Wayne Fleming and see that, Calgary Dinos are an outstanding team. They're going to be they're going to be good. So you want to see goal scoring this weekend, folks. Bisons can score some goals.
They put up five.
Calgary can score some goals too, though.
Yeah,
they're going to be good. On the other side, though, women came home for their home opener against Mount Royal, hosted the Cougars this weekend. Ended up playing really well on Saturday on a weird Saturday-Sunday schedule that they had. Goals from Emily Masse and a power play goal from Janae Buchanan gave the Bisons all the scoring they needed on the Saturday night as Amanda Schubert picked up her first shutout.
Nice. Nice.
In her return, as a 2-0 victory was all Manitoba had to do on the Saturday night game. Massey's third goal of the season, Buchanan's second goal of the season. We'll talk about why that's important in a second. But, Amanda Schubert also picked up an assist in that game. So she was
doing it all.
She pitched a shutout and recorded her first point. Exactly. That's fantastic. Next day, though, it was a little bit different. Cougars came out with a completely different game plan. They threw everything they had and more at the net in terms of trying to cause some confusion in the Bisons zone. It worked very well. Tatum Amy, Kate Skidmore, Madison Topp, and Tiana Coe all with goals as the Cougars got a shutout from first year, from backup goaltender, and certainly her first start in Canada West after she played at Oswego State. Excuse me, Cassie Shokar pitched the 4-0 shutout for Mount Royal. So the Bisons dropped to 1-3 on the season. Not that that's bad, but Cougars are a very veteran team. But getting their first win is a big thing for Manitoba, and certainly something to build off of as they go into Calgary this weekend to play the 2-0-1 Dinos. 2-1-1 Dinos.
Oh, surprise.
The 8 points.
Dino, we thought Dinos weren't going to be
That setup at the top right now. So the standings, if you're looking at the women's side, is completely opposite from what we figured. Lethbridge in the lead with 9 points. They're 3-1 on the season. Alberta second with a 2-1-1-0 record as they dropped a game in Saskatoon. Excuse me, they lost to Saskatchewan this weekend. Calgary 2-1-1-0. So Lethbridge, Alberta, Calgary are the top three teams in the Alberta. We kind of figured would be up there, but Lethbridge and Calgary, who missed the playoffs last year, we did not figure they'd
not
be up there.
Not seeing Saskatchewan.
Saskatchewan next at 2-1-0-1. Mount Royal next at 2-2. British Columbia, UBC at 1-2-0-1. They have 4 points, and then Manitoba and Regina are both 1-3 at the bottom. So
yeah, that's a surprise. UBC, we thought would be
UBC would come out a little stronger as well, but yeah, no, they UBC is right now is probably the most surprising. They've only scored 5 goals in 4 games. They've given up 16.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
And that's not normal for UBC at all. So,
but it's early in the season.
It is early. To give you an idea, of Manitoba again is at Calgary this weekend. Lethbridge will have a good test. They go into Saskatoon again against the they play Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, not in Saskatoon, in Lethbridge. But it'll be a good measuring stick after Saskatchewan had a couple of big games against taking 4 of 6 points against Alberta this weekend. So it'll be a little bit of a measuring stick for Lethbridge. See if they're for real or not.
Could bring them back to earth.
We'll see what happens. Yeah, it could. But the parity between in the league now, and I talked about this on Hockey Blog in Canada a little bit in the rundown. This is the first year I can remember for the longest amount of time where all the teams have a regulation win already. Last year, Calgary, we saw them go basically through the first half without a regulation win. Lethbridge, the year before that, had a bunch of problems, and Calgary did as well. But seeing the league get back to a parity sort of status is nice to see, because as of right now, Manitoba is simply 6 points out of first place. They only have 3 points, but they're not. It's not like anybody's already way up ahead and you're going, oh crap, it's going to be tough to catch them.
Just
now.
Needs a few games to make everything click, maybe, and you're right back in it.
You catch a team, you know, maybe by surprise in one game, and then bring out the big guns in the second game. All of a sudden, you're back in the hunt for maybe a home playoff date, and that's exactly what you know any team in that want. You know, especially all the teams looking at them right now want to get to. I mean, again, there's still 24 games to go in the season. Yep. We're only 4 games into the season right now. But you look at some of the stats already and you kind of go, all right, there's definitely some changes happening in Canada West. And certainly it's good to see Lethbridge, Calgary, in terms of the way they're playing, Regina, Manitoba, with their inexperience and their youthful lineups right now. Everybody's got a shot right now at still making the playoffs. And again, it's still early, but you don't want to see a team 4-0 and way out in front of everybody else and not and looking back at everybody going, is anybody going to challenge us this year?
It's going to just be a cave walk.
Which we kind of figured Alberta might do.
What?
Especially after they put up 14 goals on UBC in the first week. But they were brought back down to earth by Saskatchewan last week. So nice to see Saskatchewan still able to play the big game, the big defensive game. Saskatchewan, lowest scoring team, or second lowest scoring team right now. Only 6 goals, 4, but they have 2 wins out of those 6 goals. They've only given up 7 as well.
We knew goaltending was big in Saskatchewan too.
Goaltending and defense is going to be big there, So, but again, good on everybody in Canada West in terms of the way the women are playing. And again, the men welcoming Calgary this weekend, get down to Wayne Fleming Arena, and we'll certainly take a look at that. Unfortunately, with all the Pledge Drama talk in the first half, that's going to do it for us here.
It's out of time.
We are out of time here again.
Flies.
Tom, we're happy to have you on the show and certainly are excited to see you when you get on the air. Are you going to be kicking around for Pledgerama? Are we going to see you booting around the station here?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I've got
a
few things to do this weekend, but I'll be in this week for sure.
That's good to see. And then Beans, obviously, we'll see you here for Pledgerama next week. We'll see how much chaos we can raise next week as we get this show on the road and see how it goes with all the pledging we're going to do.
Come in again, and pledge. Thank you guys so much for having me.
No, not a problem, Tom. It was fun. Glad to have you on, and certainly a good addition to the show here. I'm going to take you out with Moon Taxis. Make your mind up as we get out of here for another week. We'll see you next week during Pledgerama, folks. Again, if you're looking to pledge, make sure you get those pledges in ASAP, certainly for the pre-pledging draws. If not, wait till guaranteed ticket Thursday, and we'll certainly see if we can set you up with tickets to some awesome event here in Winnipeg. And with that, we're out of here for another week. We'll see you next week at 5:30, everybody, here on The Hockey Show on 101.5 UMFM. See you.